In the first section of the book, in section 1.7, I suggested that language changes. In fact, it changes all the time. Sometimes you can see changes happening almost as you watch, and I want to talk about one of those changes now. You might remember that nouns can be either count nouns or mass nouns. So, for example, people can be counted, sand can't be counted, at least as far as the language is concerned. When we put an adjective in front of a count noun, sometimes it takes notice of the fact that it can be counted. For example, we can say three people, just using a numeral. We can't say three sand. There are quantifiers which allow us to indicate roughly the dimension of the noun when it's not countable, for example, some sand. But we can do the same with people. We can say some people. Some doesn't make a distinction between whether or not a noun is a count noun or not. Many, however, does make a distinction. We can say many people, but we can't say many sand. But we can say more people and more sand. This is a little like the gradability of adjectives. Just how gradable are they, and in what way? Let's now have a look at the word few. There are few people at the party. Do we still say that? Do we still say there were few people at the party? Or do we say there were less people at the party? Do we say that there were fewer people at the party than last year? Or there were less people at the party than last year? I suspect that few is on the way out. Few is kind of the other end of more. Fewer, fewest. I suspect few is due for a long period of falling into disuse.